what's up, man? It's Triple Threat, and we hitting you with the hottest topics. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all?
Good morning.
Triple Threat in here, man. You hear me?
What's up, man? I'm tired, man. How y'all been, man?
Man, hey, I've been chilling, man, trying to get to this money.
What was the last thing we talked about, man?
We were talking about some of the upcoming artists. St. Louis, that's hey, you know, that's what our theme is about, man. Triple Threat, we talk about STO artists and upcoming artists, and you know, seeing what they gonna take off to.
Right.
But what's up with the words, Avon? You quiet over there, man?
Boiler, man, boiler.
Oh my God, he's
boiling. Yeah, it's crazy.
Man. Hey, man. By the way, it's DJ Von in the booth with
DJ Marky J, boy.
And Day Day, man. Just call me Day Day. Just call me Day Day, man.
Hey, nah, but before we came on, Day Day was talking about J Boy's new. He was talking about J Boy's new song. What's that about?
Gang, man. It ain't. It's just how they real cool. That's all. We keep it simple as that. Just like that. Just like that. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you know, AB.
There's not AB in there.
No, I know they ain't AB, but AB be on it. That song was kind of tough, though. But, no, nah, dude, E Gangsta.
Yeah.
E Gangsta and Stape. E Gangsta made a song, Computers. He remixed Computers, right?
You talking about YT?
No. E Gangsta.
YT got a...
show did. YT show got a new video.
Yeah. Hey, what about y'all? Don't you be rapping and, like...
No, I don't be rapping. Like, I just DJ.
He DJs. He don't DJ. He just basically just go to the studio and be like, this is DJ Marky J. And
DJ.
Yeah, what you be doing, man? Tell me what you be doing, man.
Hey, first of all, y'all can hit me up on Marky J. MarkyJ@yahoo.com if y'all want anything, man. You know what I'm saying? Features. Oh, yeah, that boy Weedy Bands and them just dropped a new video, too. But, yeah, man, I DJ, man. I promote. Hey, actually, bro, I was going to try to... like, after we graduate, bro, if I can get a way to go to college... Actually, while I'm up here now, bro, I could try to get quality control. Because, you know, they like a label, but they not like a label. It's just like a big management.
What you mean?
Quality control with Migos and OG Macko and all them under.
Elaborate.
It's not like...
The people that are listening.
All right. Quality control. QC! Y'all know who it is. Quality control entertainment. They not really, they a label, but like the way they set up, the way they get their money, like, is off the you, like, when they, cause you know now Migos starting to put all their stuff on iTunes, so all their iTunes sales and stuff that goes personally to them. It's not like a label where they get like a million some like a month or something like that. It's not like that. All their shows is based off them. All they shows, events,
so
promotions,
basically
they're
independent, but it's just like
independent, but it's a name. Yeah, it's not a label. It's just a management.
It's just like a team.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
And so.
What's up with you, though? DJ Von, man. Don't you be recording videos?
Yeah, I be shooting videos.
Tell me about
man. We're going to try to shoot one this Saturday, actually, at YNR. Try to get one cracking with them Saturday, probably at the hookah bar. I don't know yet.
We gonna see. I'm trying to get a hold of some equipment. You know what I'm saying?
Let me know about some info, man. You know, I bring them things through. Yeah, you know,
sure,
what I'm
sure.
With
hookah bar, probably like if we do go to the hookah bar, it'd be like 10:15, 10:30. Shoot that music video.
Yeah.
When it's cracking, y'all trying to shoot it inside, outside?
Inside.
What's up, T-Rex? What's up, Travis?
What's up, Trevor, man?
AB. Huh?
What time though? Like, what song they doing?
Oh, we ain't got the hallway. Like we ain't 10, got the hallway.
10:15 in between 10:15, 10:30.
What song they doing?
I'm not sure yet. They still trying to see.
They working on their next mixtape, Blood Brothers.
If we don't do that, then we're gonna set it off for probably like Dummy or something like that. We're gonna shoot it downtown.
Right.
Everybody gonna be in all black. Some black and white video.
Right.
Yeah, that is gonna be tough.
All black.
But
need a mask up.
What I was saying, bro, with quality control, I'm gonna try to do some promotions up here from Atlanta, bro. See if I can do that. I'll be making all bread.
Promotions? What you gonna do, like PETA or something?
Huh?
You gonna try to do like PETA or something?
Yeah, but I could be more effective, bro. PETA only do stuff in St. Louis. I can have Atlanta jump in. I could use Atlanta's advertisements and put them from St. Louis, bro.
What you mean?
I don't know. Hey, just watch.
I know you got to clarify because I'm confused.
But I'm saying,
make your dreams come true.
Right. If I start
Atlanta popping, what's that mean?
We got I'm saying
St. Louis drive down to Atlanta. Or?
No, I'm saying if I say like I'm over the management of QC, bro, and I'm in St. Louis, it could probably be easier concerts and stuff coming up here from Atlanta.
What you mean, like bringing Migos and stuff?
Migos, OG Mac, all them. Be a promotion straight. Like, they could feel like they're nationwide.
How you gonna start all this off, though?
I don't know, by a couple emails, couple shots. I don't know. It's gonna be hard, though.
Yeah.
It's gonna be super hard. Cause I don't even think they got, like, a straight contact us website, so it's gonna be hard.
They got to. They doing all these shows.
Yeah, they got to.
Somebody
got
to.
And then I think Migos just got locked up.
I want to, what's the name? Like, beginning of the summer.
Yeah, they did.
They did for all three of them?
Yeah.
How does that happen?
What happened? They got pulled down with drugs.
They tripping, bro. They shot their whole mixtape in their basement, bro. Like, mm-hmm. they recorded their whole mixtape in their basement, bro.
You seen that little vlog?
Yes, you saw it?
Yeah,
It looked like Lil Mark in them house. Mm-hmm. It looked just like that, bro. Like, nothing special, bro. And they stuff sound like they did their stuff in a professional studio, bro.
All you need is a nice mic and...
Yeah, nice mic and then somebody that know how to make them...
Know how to work the program.
P9, bro. Mm-hmm. That's tough. It don't be that much, bro. It don't.
Maestro stuff sound like he be
yes,
doing it in the studio.
Maestro stuff
some of his stuff he
tough.
Be doing in the studio sometimes. He be doing it at home.
That's true.
Why you look cross-eyed, dude? What you looking at?
Huh? Yeah.
But nah, what I'm trying to do, bro, at the beginning of the summer, man, I'm trying to get a place to do it, though. I want to do concerts with all St. Louis, like, young artists. Like, I'm trying to bring, like, I'm going to try to get, like, L.A. Foes. I'm going to try to get, like, Maestro. I'm trying to get, like Tag Team. Why not? I'm trying to get like all the upcoming. It's gonna be like a super jam for like St. Louis kid. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I don't know how to explain it.
You better have some free food. You trying to have that more?
Nah, bro.
Juke.
Nah, he can have people come out.
I'm having
he
like
people.
A club.
Then people gonna come out. But if you say free food,
Nah, I ain't doing
free
all that.
Free food gonna be joking. All you gotta do is go to Wing.
Ticket sales already gonna be
Wings. Uh-huh.
That's what I'm saying. I'm gonna sell tickets like ten. $5-$10, bro.
I'm telling you, bro. You bring
it's gonna
the
be at
free
the club,
food.
Bro.
The club's got food. That's where everybody comes.
They sell food.
What? You got what you gotta pay for.
You know
for,
the lava bro. You know the lava club?
I heard of that.
My uncle owned that club. But that's all the way out now. I think it's all the way out in Bell Fountain though, I think.
Hey, they'll come. They will come. I'm telling you, I'm gonna throw me a party. We should
I wanna
throw
me
throw
a house party, bro.
Let's
I
go have a
dude.
House party.
Hey, bro.
I had somebody perform at that bug.
I be having a house to myself all the time, boy.
Hey, I'm trying to get a house, like a big mansion type house, bro.
You don't need to be no big man. You need to have everybody in that nice little spot so they don't mess up nothing. You ain't got to pay for it.
I'm telling you, man. Like Anthony Vardy.
Yeah, that mug. Hey.
Yeah, I feel you on that.
That mug, that was like one of the hardest parties I never remember. Like, I always remember that, bro.
Somebody told me, bro, like, that wasn't even his house, bro.
It's not his house that he lives in, bro. It's his dad owns the house, bro. He's an architect.
They didn't break into it, but they just came up on it.
I was just thinking.
Somebody owned it, bro.
Hey, you could do that, though. You could do that, though.
I'm him.
In the county, bro. You gonna be
No, the county.
I did
it
before, hot, man.
Yeah,
you can't do it in the city. It's only Vacos in the city.
I'm saying there's a lot of Vacos in the city.
It ain't no Vaco mansions.
Yeah, you're right.
It's like Vacos abandoned houses. It's just
but
empty
like
houses
two
in the county. Like they you know they ain't busting windows and everything.
Go break through the ceiling
on me.
somebody perform at the little house party.
I mean,
this is how I got my party cracking, right? I told dude, I was like, look, I think we said like $3 to get in, but if you bring two girls, like for a dude, yes. And the girls would hit me up like, hey, what if we bring two girls? I'm like, you can get it for free.
Yeah.
I was talking, it was like for every like 15, 20 girls, bro, it was one dude, bro. That's what was the ratio, bro. I swear there's so many girls in there, bro.
That's how you got to do
that's
it.
That's good, bro.
And we had that
less
mug.
Dudes.
Uh-huh. And we had that mug cracking.
Wherever the girls go, the dudes
I
saw,
they came
come.
In there, the party started, I think we started at 9. They came in there like 9:30. Like, where everybody at? Where everybody at?
Just wait. I'm going to have me a party.
Yeah, because look. When I got there, it was just hitting like 9:30. It was just like hitting 9:30, yes. 10. Then I was just like posting outside, bro. Like, bro, as soon as it hit about 10:30 going 15, to 11, bro.
We was packed.
It was I'm talking about
you walked inside, bro. I'm talking about it was so hot. It was sweating on the floor.
Right off the Rock Road.
It's like, and then, it's in the cut.
Yeah.
It was so packed, bro. I'm talking about there's every bit of 200 people in the house, bro, and about 100 people outside, and then another 100 coming down the street, bro.
Yes, bro. Then that was just the first one. The second one, you couldn't even get in, B. They had the street live, bro. Like the whole street.
The street looked like it was live, a party, bro.
Like, yes, bro. Like it looked like it could be Project X, bro. His yard is full of grass, so people was parking over there. But what I'm saying, bro,
you talking about them little mansion parties?
Yeah, the mansion party. Oh yeah, bro.
Oh yeah, I know about
it was
that.
During the summer, bro.
Yeah, I was out there,
bro. I was like, oh my god.
It was crazy. Anthony got scared. He said, I'm good.
But, bro, if everybody would have came from, like, where that little cut is from the Rock Road from behind the house, we probably would have been more cool from parking because that street's so tight.
Yeah.
But, bro, that's the only thing
that shut down, though. Because, look, the police was like, they pulled up. They was like, as long as there's no loud music, nothing like that.
Yeah.
So, when we walked out there, you were here. Like, when we walked out there to the gate, because where he's working, bro, it's a long street and it's a dead end. And at the end, it's a gate. And then there's a long driver going to his house. So when you went outside to the gate, you didn't hear nothing, bro. Like, the party was quiet. So the only thing that shut us down was everybody coming down that street being loud, having their music blasting.
Yeah, too crunk coming down that mug.
Yeah, I sure came down that mug. Me and Ryan came down that mug beating, boy.
That's what shut us down. If we had some parking spots, it'd have been a wrap.
And then if they would have stayed inside, because police can't go past that it's private property. They can't go past that gate, bro.
If they feel like there's a crime being committed on the other side, they could do it, though.
It ain't no crime, boy. We partying. What you think it is? If it's a crime, man. Mm-hmm. It was turnt, bro. Like, when I say, I was on this windowsill, bro, seeing over the whole party. I'm like, dang. And then when a couple fights broke out, that's when I was like, dang.
That was towards the end, though.
Yeah, with Edgar and them, Edgar and Wally, and I was like, dang.
It was hot, man.
Nah, but this past weekend, we just shot a video with Bang, Lil Juan, Vic Mon shot it. It was me, Lil Mark, Juan, and them. I want to see if it's up yet. But, yeah, we just shot a video not too long. I don't think it's going to be up today, though.
What's the song called?
I forgot, because it was just a song that Bang was featured. It was a song that Bang was featured.
Bang is multi-talented.
Hey, but talking to Bang, Bang be saying some real stuff. Like, he was like, bro, I'm tired of the music that me and Lil Mark and them make. I'm like, why, bro? He's like, bro, because the generation we in now, they think it's all just drill time. They think it's just we got to be obligated. Like, we have to make that music to feel like we become something. He was just saying some all real stuff. I'm like, that's
real talk, though, man.
He's like, it makes you change up your whole flow. Like, you don't even come from stuff like that.
That stuff just be, that stuff dead, bro. I mean, it's not dead, bro. Like, it's only for a few people. But still, though, like, man, you don't hear none of that stuff in the industry, bro. Like, you go, like, in the industry, you see the music Nelly making, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying, you go to California, you go to other states and listen to that. Like, you don't hear no type of, like, you don't hear, like, the drill time, Chief Keef, Understand Me, and stuff like that on the radio.
And it's not even, like, changing your flows, bro. It's, like, just observing different areas and aspects of that type of stuff.
Spit out real stuff, man, about your life story, bro. Regardless how you came up.
It's always going to be here. We've been listening to that since we was born, man. From older type beats, but, like, if you go to Vic Mont page, bro, you ain't finding no, like, no other type of videos. Except drill time. I don't know why. And St. Louis hasn't even always been no drill time city, for real. We've been hiding crime. We've been hiding crime.
What? What? And we just changed the subject, man.
You said
just changed the subject, man.
Eagle One's film, take one. But, hey. Man, your flow is your flow. First of all, if you're not a rapper and it's not your passion, don't be no rapper because you see everybody else doing. Don't just hop on the wagon. I hate people that
be yourself.
I hate people that claim they some rappers.
Maestro. Look at Maestro, man.
That's a perfect example.
He ain't doing all that to get out here, man. For real. Oh, my gosh.
What you looking at?
Why'd you have to do buddy like that? That's a little highlight.
Nah, but let me see what happened to the Migos. So we heard that the Migos, they got caught down with some. Oh, right here it go, right here. Boy, this mug hot. Oh, you can't even see it. But Migos with a drug bust. Man. Oh, it's on Rolling Stone. Alright, look at Taylor. Looking like Miss Badu. Nah, Migos members arrested on gun drugs charges after police ended concert. Dang, that's crazy. Versace trios, Quavo offset charged with felony drugs and weapons counts at the police interrupted a Georgia State University performance. Two members of the Atlanta rap trio Migos were arrested following the group's appearance at the Georgia Southern. Offset and Quavo. So, who's the last dude?
Offset, Quavo, and
That's your headphones. Oh, that was that. Oh, no, but upon leaving the stage, Migos, Offset, and Quavo take off in their entourage were immediately questioned by authorities soon after Quavo and Offset were arrested for felony possession of cocaine, oxycodone, and codeine, plus charges of carrying a loaded gun in a school zone. Dang.
And hey, they was getting better, too, man.
They would. Yeah, they was supposed to drop an album. Supposed to drop an album soon. They can't be doing that.
But I'm saying they if they had a bodyguard or something carrying a gun, somebody that's like legalized to carry a gun, like a cop, you know what I mean, like a private security firm or something.
They was counted with four counts apiece. In Quavo's case, he was charged with three felonies: possession of Schedule II controlled substances, possession of a firearm, and carrying a weapon in a school zone. As well, Offset was given two felonies of possession of a firearm, convicted felon, carrying a weapon in a school zone, and two misdemeanors, marijuana less than an ounce, possession of Schedule II controlled substance. Dang. And then two of Migos' entourage members were booked, too. According to the Blue Eye Sheriff Department, Quavo also remained in custody pending on the bond hearing. Following the arrest of Migos' tweet. Migos tweeted F12. They tweeted F12. That's funny, B. Dang. Quavo's real name is Quavarius Marshall. And Kiari Cypress. That's Offset's real name. So Takeoff not even charged with nothing. How is Takeoff not charged with nothing if Quavo and Offset is?
But how do you? So what do you think?
How it be.
Out of all the artists right now, bro, it's hot. Who do you think is gonna take off first? Take off.
What
is St. Louis? St. Louis. LA Falls. He already signed.
I don't know.
That dude, I don't know no other besides the dude Maestro y'all was telling me about.
Maestro gonna take off, bro. I can don't see know his no other body.
Ain't Jacquees from here too?
Who? No.
Uh-huh.
Nah. But no, I'm saying, I don't know, bro. I think he's gonna take off, but it's gonna take a little bit of time. I don't know, bro. I don't know. My opinion, bro, I don't feel like Loose Cannon is the right place for him. I think he should have stayed independent, bro, did his own shows and stuff.
Who, Loose Cannon?
No, LA Foes. Oh. He should have stayed independent, bro, and did his own shows and stuff.
And he wouldn't have got that far, bro.
He would have, bro. Really, think about it. All he's done, what is Loose Cannon? He was shooting videos before Loose Cannon.
But he already knew Loose Cannon, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But he wasn't helping him out with no money. You know what I mean? Like, he was doing his videos. He was in the studio. He was doing all that stuff before Loose Cannon. Loose Cannon just basically put some bread in his pockets now. For doing
right. He would have still been doing just videos in the studio.
He was doing shows and stuff, too, though.
Making a little money, bro. Loose Cannon feeding him now, bro. He right. Getting bread now, bro.
He did buy a new car.
He done met Lil Durk. I know he got a car. He got a better car now. He only 17.
What kind of car he got?
He eating for 17.
Mm. Yeah.
Loose Cannon got bread, bro. Every month, every club and all that stuff, that's Loose Cannon behind that, bro. All that bikini boxing, that's Loose Cannon, bro. That's why Vega don't be making music for real like that, bro. Cause he eating off of other stuff, bro. Loose Cannon got underground money, bro. like before Vega and all them, Loose Cannon was when Loose Cannon was rapping, bro. He was doing Futures with 2 Chainz and all big rappers, bro. If you look it up on YouTube, it'll come up. On God, I don't even mess with them like that no more. But they move out here doing their thing.
I mean, you can't stop nobody from their grind, though.
I mean, it's just hitting, but it's like that because we live in a city, but we know them for real.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. So we ain't gonna think they doing no moves. You gotta know them for real. You know what I'm saying.
I feel you, man.
Vegas City, he 40,000 plus now. Think of the game, God. They eating, bro.
He finna drop a little tape. He finna drop it look like it's gonna be tough though.
40,000 plus, I kid you not.
Lil St. Louis, he just made a whole new website too.
I know Lil St. Louis got some money. I don't care what nobody say, yeah. Bro. He was signed with Nelly first. And then, you know what I'm saying?
That's his people's.
Yeah,
he's still part of them. He's still part of St. Lunatics. I mean, not St. Lunatics. He's still part of
Dirty Boys.
Yep.
Dirty Boys.
God. Hey, how long it been?
I don't even know. But Louis don't know how to count. But yeah. Yeah, but right now we getting our signal call. We finna call off, man. It's DJ Marky J.
DJ Vaughn.
It's Day Day, man.
And it's Triple 30, y'all. Let's get it.